Lord, we just thank you for the promise that nothing, nothing in this world can take us from you as long as we believe, we praise your name, and we create other disciples that will also praise your name. And we just thank you, Lord, for the promise that you will never leave us, never forsake us, never, never forget us. We are yours always. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
A couple of weeks ago, and we're going to be sharing with you. I'll make sure that I'm not stepping on anything. I don't think I am. So let's welcome Keiko first, and then the rest of the team will be sharing after.
Good morning. Okay. Thank you so much for sending us to Japan and praying for us. And as we traveled, I thank God for his guidance, protection, and blessing throughout the trip. So I had three groups in mind as I planned this trip. I think the next slide has all the mission goals. So we wanted to reconnect, encourage, develop new partnerships. And I had three groups in mind as I planned this trip. First, American and Canadian missionaries who are serving in Japan, where sharing the gospel is not easy because of cultural barriers and obstacles. Group two, Japanese Christians, meaning Japanese pastors and active church members. Their faith is strong, but due to the small size of their congregations, usually less than 20 people per congregation, they do not have many resources like we do here in America. Group three, those who are not yet believers, but somewhat being introduced to the gospel through homestay programs or ESL Bible studies. So next slide, please. Thank you. These missionaries are very well experienced, who understand Japanese culture, Japanese language, and effective ways of reaching out to Japanese people. In Osaka, we met with NAB missionaries, Yuri and Sham. We could listen to their progress, status changes, challenges, and future plans. We also witnessed one of their effective ministries, Gospel Choir. I will talk more about it later. In Tokyo, we met with David, who is a church planting missionary, who is assigned to a certain area, starts making relationships, invites them to their homes, and then lead a Bible study, and then house church worship service that leads them to confession of faith and baptism. We also met with Jonathan, who serves with GEMS, Japanese Evangelical Missionary Society. His focus is to work with Japanese Christians by networking with Japanese Christian organizations and equipping and assisting those who come to Japan as missionaries. Please pray for those missionaries for their physical, mental, and spiritual strength so that their unique role will bear fruit. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, we also met with several Japanese Baptist conference pastors from different parts of Japan, Ise, Matsuzaka, Tsu, Nagoya, and Tokyo. Nagoya Church currently does not have a full-time pastor. Each congregation is as small as 15 to 20 members. We also met with Pastor Akasaka, a previous supervisor of JBC. He's also a principal of a seminary. There is a need for young pastors and church workers. Please pray that God will raise more young servant leaders. Okay, next slide. On Sunday, our team shared at the worship service. I invited some of the students from Kyoto Girls High School, whom NBC hosted back in January. Mrs. Seki, who is also a graduate of Kyoto Girls High School, shared how she became a Christian. Pastor Aoki prepared nice gifts for the students. For these girls, I believe it was their very first time to attend a Christian worship service. Please pray that the words spoken that Sunday will grow in their hearts. Okay, next. In Osaka and Tokyo, we reconnected with MELT participants from 2013, 2014, and 2017. We met everyone except two. I am so amazed and honored that each person made an effort to travel from where they live to meet with us. Thank you to those host families who wrote cards to them. We successfully delivered them all, and they felt so loved. Okay, next. Kazuyo was a very faithful student who attended MBC English class I was leading. She was our guide for the day. She said she was very excited to see us and took out her old notebook from the class and reviewed what we studied together. I also met with Kayo, Shoko, Chika, and Tsuyoshi, whom I met at Concordia University Irvine while I was involved in the International Student Ministry. On campus, they heard a lot about Jesus. Please pray that God will lead them to a good Christian church in their area and provide good Christian friends. Okay, next. Last year, I was introduced to an organization that recruits and coordinates host families for Japanese students who come to Western High School. 11 families signed up to host students from Kyoto back in January. Out of 69 students, 25 students were hosted by MBC Christian families. In summer, Hank and I hosted two girls, and Pastor Mike and Leslie hosted one boy from Yamato Nishi High School. Our team met with one group in Kyoto and the other in Kamakura. My prayer is that those who hosted the Japanese students will keep in touch with them and continue to bless them with love of God. Okay, next. MELT 2018 from Mito, which is a sister city of Anaheim, was unique. Pastor Kawasaki from Mito Bible Baptist Church brought three people with him who love to sing in the gospel choir. This church is also very active in serving in and for the community. It's called Love Mito. While the group was here in the States, we went to Gospel Brunch to listen to Ray Sidney, and the group joined a gospel choir concert in Long Beach. Pastor Kawasaki made an arrangement for our team to meet with the mayor of Mito, and we had a very meaningful conversation. Pray for those who are not yet believers but enjoy singing in choir that they will come to know Christ as their personal savior. Okay, next. I listed four major successful ministries in Japan. Number one, gospel choir is one of the most effective ongoing ministries in Japan. Japanese who are not yet believers join a gospel choir so that they can learn how to sing gospel music in English. But both Yuri and Shan belong to a choir so that they can share the true meaning of the gospel with other members who are not yet believers. Number two, there are many so-called Christian schools in Japan, which foreign missionaries started decades ago. They are well adapted because they usually have good English programs and high academic standards. However, as school grew bigger, most of such schools do not have enough Christian teachers, and the families have no Christian background. In other words, Christian schools can serve to minister to not yet believer teachers, students, and their families. We served at the chapel time at Ulawa Lutheran School. We had a chance to have a very good discussion in a seventh grade Bible class and at lunchtime with some teachers. Number three, A new church planting movement in Japan is to start a house church where several Christians and seekers can meet in a community center or someone's house. It is way cheaper than purchasing a church building, and people can easily deepen their relationships and be more open about themselves. Number four, there are quite many seminaries in Japan, but they are small and the enrollment is very low. Please pray for those seminaries, for the faculties, and for the students. Thank you very much.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Don't ask me for any more Japanese. I don't know anymore. We had a wonderful time in Japan. Keiko did an excellent job planning our trip and keeping us on track and then getting us where we needed to be at the right time. I highly recommend her as a first-rate tour guide. There are a lot of people in Japan, and they are constantly on the move. We were in a lot of train stations and subways, and we all felt at times that this was overwhelming, all these people going intently here and there and seeming oblivious to everybody else. This included young people. Change the slide. I don't know if I'm going to get that right. This included young school children, working adults, and families. An old manuscript from the 1600s at an old samurai school that we visited stated that the Japanese were known for their valuing of education and courtesy. This is still very true. It creates a lot of pressure, though, for individuals to constantly excel, constantly achieve throughout their lives. Because of this busyness, there's very little interaction going on between people, even in the trains themselves. Most people were quiet. We saw the same in malls and on the street. We enjoyed some time with David Kindervater. Keiko mentioned him, a missionary who has recently returned to Japan from his home stay after having served about 30 years in Japan. He and his family were in a new area in a building with about 500 apartments or so. Since returning, they had not been able to meet anybody. He said there is very little eye contact, so there's no invitation for conversation. He is very anxious to begin a kids program or a gospel choir that might attract a few people. Missionary and church outreach is hard in Japan, just like Keiko said. Corey and I were in Greece in September on a tour called Footsteps of Paul, highly recommended. We visited Thessaloniki, Berea, Philippi, Athens, and Corinth and followed Paul's journeys. And the book of Acts suddenly became a lot more alive for us. I felt we did somewhat the same thing in Japan. Instead of Paul, we were following some of the steps of the missionaries and church planters who had come to Japan after World War II. In contrast to the trains, our visits with pastors, church friends, and missionaries was totally different. We were treated like royalty from the beginning. They fed us, they drove us around to different sightseeing places and other churches, and gave us gifts. In the short time we had together, we felt very much like family. These churches are small, with aging congregations and many needs. I thought of Paul's vision of a man from Macedonia saying, "Come, come and help us." One of the highlights for me, was meeting and reconnecting with two women that had come to stay with us. Change a slide. Watch Corey's hand when he puts it up, change a slide. Okay, one more. Ah, here we go. Hiroko, the one with the cap, and Takako were just as delightful as I remembered them at our home. We spent nearly a day with both of them. Hiroko and I have already exchanged texts, and I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation. We got to enjoy the gospel concert together. We got to meet two of Takako's children. We savored her rice balls and her homemade bread and enjoyed lots of company time with all those from Mito, meeting the mayor and seeing the city. I also really enjoyed our time visiting and touring the Urawa Lutheran School. We sang and shared in the assembly time, then were able to participate in an English class and a Bible class, as well as visit a few other classrooms. There you go. We also shared hymns and smiles with a women's group that was meeting that day that liked to sing together. We had lunch with a couple of the staff and the principal, which was very encouraging, I thought, for all of us. Like Keiko said, the Christian personnel work double duty since the school keeps growing, but there are few Christian teachers, and they are hard to find. Another highlight was the time spent with five girls from the Kyoto school. Next slide. That were hosted by families of MBC earlier this year. We spent the day with them putting faces with names and doing sightseeing. Corey tends to always ask good questions, so that prompted some great conversations and spiritual discussions. On our last full day, we were at DisneySea with four girls that had also visited us here at MBC some years back. They spoke great English. Boy, it was fun to talk to them. And they were happy to engage us in conversation and share their lives with us. I think there will be lasting relationships that result from these times with the girls. The love that Keiko shares and has shared over many years with all of these people we met was readily apparent every day, and it really did allow us to step into all their lives. We visited the Issei Shinto Shrine early in our trip. We were shown the ceremonial cleansing ritual. We saw charms being purchased, all in a beautiful setting. Trees everywhere, it was gorgeous. It was a cultural and historic place, but it lacked spiritual life. It was more like a trip to the Lincoln Memorial is kind of what I thought of. I don't think any of us quite figured out the religion. It includes lots of natural spirits and ancestral spirits, and it seemed to us, even with our questions, that you just kind of add your own spin to however you want to do that. For me, it lacked hope, and there was certainly no Jesus. To enter the shrine area, we went through a huge, impressive gate, a common image in Japan. On Sunday, the day after that, we led the church service in Kyoto with some singing and sharing. Pastor Mike shared from Matthew 16, 18, when Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Although Mike used a different place illustration when he was speaking, I saw this Shinto gate as representing a gate of hell in Japan. Their long cultural identity and religions have blinded them to God's truth. Only the Holy Spirit can open eyes and hearts to the truth of the gospel. This is how we can answer their call for help. We can pray for a spiritual awakening in Japan and then watch Jesus build his church. Thank you for sending us to Japan. Thank you for praying for us.
Sorry, Mike, it's my turn. I didn't choose that picture. Okay. So heading into the trip, I really didn't know what to expect. We had hosted Melt and Salt in Kyoto High School guests. However, while there, God provided situations and conversations and relationships that changed my disposition toward the country and its people. I fell in love. And is this on? Next slide. There we go. Next slide. If you notice the picture on the left, you'll see beside me, there's nobody sitting there. There was a name place, but nobody was sitting there. This is my first God story for this. Nathan, I've got you covered. God story today. So this is my first God story. So later on in the evening, the lady, Hiyori, came and sat at that table. And her English, quite frankly, I hope she's not watching, was pretty bad. So there wasn't much to talk about. But she said, well, I studied French history. And I went, really? Do you speak French? And she said, yes. So I spoke French with her. Some of people saw this on the video that I mentioned that we posted. So throughout the evening, we spoke French together instead of Japanese or English. It was great to sit next to her. So then the next day at lunch, I sat next to Costco. Sorry, can't help it. You know, not a plug, anybody. guess what? Her English was great, but we didn't speak English. We spoke Spanish. Is that crazy or what? And God set me right next to those people. That's the crazy thing about it. Next slide, please. If you ever want a life of the party, this is the guy. This is Mr. Tomuro. He's like Mike McMillan in Japanese. I think those who know Mike McMillan get that. Those of you who don't, you're missing out on that. He sang in the gospel choir, and so I asked him, because as you watch these people sing in the gospel choirs, they're raising their hands and their eyes are darkened, but they look like they're filled with the Holy Spirit. It's the craziest thing to see. It's very sad, actually. So I asked Mr. Tomuro, well, why do you sing gospel music? And he said, gospel singing makes me filled with the Spirit. It raises my spirit. And the sad thing about that is, for him, it was more of a heightened consciousness. And I kind of think that might be what many people who sing gospel music in Japan are experiencing. And our prayer is that they'll experience the true heightened consciousness and God will open their hearts and their eyes. Next slide. This is Mr. Saito. We each shared in the room our story, a little bit about who we were. We were all Christians. Mr. Saito stood up and said, I'm not a Christian. I can't be a Christian. I'm an umpire on Sundays. And you can see he's gesturing just like an umpire would, you know. But I thought that's his perception of what Christianity is. You have to, like, be a Christian on Sundays or you can't be a Christian. An artificial barrier that Satan has put in his mind. Next slide, please. This is Takako. She stayed with us. And those are her two beautiful children Brenda alluded to. And I asked Takako, hey, do you want a Bible? I can get you a Japanese-English Bible. And she said, I don't want a Bible. It's too big to read. It's too thick. So Bible apps are the way to go. And so Keiko recommended one. And that from now on, I won't offer Bibles anymore. It's just going to be a Bible app on their phone. Next slide, please. This is Noboru. And he is a Christian. And he attends the Mito Church. And part of the challenge of being a Christian in Japan is God changes your heart, but he doesn't change the culture. And Noboru shared with me, God put me next to Noboru because at Hyundai when I worked there, I recruited automotive technicians. Guess what Noboru is? He's an automotive technician. So we talked shop a little bit. But what he shared was, I want to be there more for my family, but how can I and grow my automotive repair business at the same time? He's stuck with the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. schedule that many Japanese people live. And how does he find time to raise his children? That's what his struggle is. Next slide, please. That's Chicago. She gave her testimony in church, as Keiko mentioned, and she was saved at a KGK camp. KGK is like Campus Crusade back in the day. They attend university campuses and reach out to the students there. There's another organization that also reaches out to high school students. It was just great to see her. That picture, I went to them. I didn't pose that, But where did she gravitate toward? She gravitated toward our Kyoto girls that came and visited us. That's a heart for the Lord. Next slide. This is Missionary Dave, which you've heard about. He hosts Bible studies in the bottom floors of those big buildings you can see behind him, because the public rooms they have there, they'll rent for $7 a day. So instead of having a church building like the old school way of doing, and we visited many Japanese churches that were started in the 50s, they don't do that. He's trying a new approach, which is cheap, and they don't have to have a budget. $7 a weekend, you can afford that. He said this: youth today in Japan are starting to be dissatisfied with the promise of fulfillment from your prosperity. And so they're telling their parents, you know what? You just spent your whole life trying to amass things in order for our family to have joy, and there's no joy in our family. So to me, the students in KGK and the opportunities that God's starting to develop could one day soon change the face of Japan for the gospel of Christ. Next slide. Oh, this is the other thing that Missionary Dave said is, why should I repent if God is the one who made imperfect people? That's sort of the barrier. If you think about how Japanese think, right? You know, I don't need forgiveness. It's God's the one that needs forgiveness because he created me. And that just stuck with me. And that shows how hard it is. The next, that's John right there. John Robeson. He spends time contemplating how to find on-ramps to sharing the gospel. He shared with us that in Japan, people think Jesus was lucky to be born on December 25th because he has Christmas to celebrate his birthday. I mean, that is laughable to us, but it's so profoundly sad, right? That's how they connect things. And it made me think of my next door neighbors in my neighborhood and the ones that are not yet Christian. And how are they perceiving who Jesus is, you know, through our lives? And what are we telling them? You know, what's their destination? And what are we saying to them, both in our actions and in our words? Okay, next slide. I just want to testify to you today that girls worldwide are all the same. being a softball coach like I was for many years, even over here at Magnolia High School, I'm drawn to that image and what goes on in the hearts of young girls because they need protecting. So I asked them some questions, and I asked these questions. Is there a lot of pressure here to have success and not fail? The answer was, that's right. Is that pressure for all of your life? The answer was, yes. That's right. Is that difficult for you? They went, yes, just like that. It was crazy to see that. And so I asked the question, would you like to continue this conversation? Guess what they said? Yes. So I'm going to read, God's doing something already. I'll work in my garden tomorrow. That's me commenting. She asked me, when do I get home? And I said, I'm working in my garden tomorrow. Sounds great. I have university entrance exam in 2 weeks. I said, I'll pray that goes well for you on the exam. You've got this. Thanks. I'm so nervous because I didn't practice enough. That sounds like a typical Japanese attitude, right? I didn't study enough. I didn't do enough. Here is what the Bible says about that. This is what I wrote her. Sorry. I'm not very digital. Don't worry about, oops, small writing, sorry. There we go. Don't worry about anything. It's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will, Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And she replied back, thank you. That's happening already. I'm able to share God's word with one of these girls. At the Lutheran School Bible class, this is my second God story, a student shared her favorite Bible verse. You guys all know the verse. You may not know the address, but it's Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And I thought, wow, that's pretty profound for, you know, a Japanese student just sharing her favorite Bible. The fact that she would be willing to share was impressive, wasn't it? The next day at Mito Church, Deacon Omori said, there's a verse that's been on my heart. It's Matthew 7:7. So I thought about ask and it shall be given to you. Next week in your bulletins will be a list of prayer requests for Japanese ministry. And we would like for you to ask so that it can be given to us. Thank you for your time.
All right. Did you hear the Dodgers won the World Series? Anyway? Thought you might like, and I thought this may not be on, and sure enough it wasn't, so now it is. All right. First of all, I want to thank Keiko for just doing such a great job of planning this trip for us and making sure we got there and got to places we need. There's tremendous pressure for this on time schedules and all of that. She did a great job. I want to share with you a verse from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, because this is how God was dealing with me as we were in Japan. Paul writing to the Philippians, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy. Let me say that again, because I totally botched that. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. The word partnership is used a lot in when we're talking about missionaries and those that we support. And the word in this verse that is translated partnership is the Greek word koinonia. Most of you have heard that over and over again. It's also translated fellowship. We share things in common with believers all around the world. And I don't know about you, but if you've had a chance to travel and you've met another believer, maybe you weren't on a mission trip, just traveling, you meet another believer, there's an immediate connection that comes from, I believe, the Holy Spirit in both of our lives, and we share things in common. It also has to do with, in mission settings, of support, and very often has to do with financial support of what's going on. So partnership was something that came to my mind very much. Now, others have talked about this. I'm just going to go really quickly. Issei First Baptist Church, Pastor Mineo Taniguchi, And that was us when we first got off the train on Friday. Friday. By the way, my Google account was hacked. It goes back a couple of months from now. I want to thank Frank, who's up there, because without Frank, I was so distracted the first 2 days because credit cards are getting used, things like that, and Frank came through like a champ for me. So without Frank, I would have been a blithering idiot throughout the whole trip. So Frank, thank you very much for taking care of me. But anyway, I didn't have an umbrella, so the pastor bought me one, and then they fed us. And so pray for him. We have a partnership with this group. That's his wife who cooked us an unbelievable lunch that day. The Sioux Christian Center and Cheetah Baptist Church, Pastor Masaki Higashi and Pastor Kenasaku Higashi, they are father and son. There's a Christian center there. They also have dorms in this Christian center that people can go stay. And so we were treated to that. Then, of course, our NAB missionaries, Yuri Nakano and Shan Reed. Shan will be leaving Japan. She's going home on what they call home assignment, but Shan will not be going back to Japan. Yuri will be staying, and she'll be working with an organization called Team Mission. She's the only NAB missionary left in Japan, and that history goes back to 1951, and some of the churches we visited were started back in those days. This is the group, and you've met all of these wonderful people there. In 1993, a movie came out called Sister Act. So how long ago is that now? 32 years ago, right? Or 31 years ago. Sister Act. You all remember Sister Act, right? If you saw the movie, it's Whoopi Goldberg and Gospel Choir. Well, that made an impact in Japan. It became kind of a cultural phenomenon, and it has stayed. It's no longer, I'd say, just a trend. It has stayed in Japan. God has used that movie to bring gospel music to Japan, and we have gospel music practitioners here in the United States going there and teaching them how to sing gospel music. And it's really wonderful, and so I wanted to give you a little taste of it. We got to see this choir, Wings Gospel Choir, at Osaka Christian Center. We have a video, it's just short, so go ahead and watch it. I mean, that's just fun, right? God is using this in a Japanese culture, kind of a buttoned-up culture, right? But he's using that to bring people to him. Probably 80% of the people singing there are not yet Christians, and yet they're singing praises to God because gospel music has made inroads in Japan. Kyoto Raikuyo Baptist Church, Pastor Tomokun Aoki, and he stayed with the Mitchells when he was here. He is retiring. Actually, he's retired, but he's still pastoring the church. Every case, the story is the same: aging congregation, aging pastor, need a new pastor. And that's true of that church as well. That's where the girls came, and first time in a church, they're sitting kind of on the far side of the room. I don't know how well you can see it. And then here's really the place that God struck me with the idea of partnering: Mito Bible Baptist Church and Pastor Kawasaki. All right, here's the two greeting us, and greeting us with a Love Anaheim T-shirt. We didn't expect to see that. Nathan, well done. And again, the man wearing the Love Anaheim T-shirt is not yet a believer. All right, but here's what's key, I think. Pastor Kawasaki has included him. He stayed with us all day, toured with us all. He has included him in his sphere of friends, and they just hang out together. There's a saying in missional community language, and that is people need to belong sometimes before they will believe. And he has brought these people together, and they belong in that small group of believers. They don't believe yet, but we believe that through faith in Christ, they will soon believe. We got to meet the mayor of Mito. Mito is a sister city of Anaheim. I should have brought the picture of the bridge, but I didn't. There is actually a bridge in a park that says Anaheim Bridge on it. These people came to Anaheim in 2018, and they arranged a meeting with the mayor, Yasushi Takahashi, who has been mayor of Mito since 2011. And we just had a great time talking and him talking to us. But the Lord struck me, and I made a promise, and I'm going to have the church help me back up this promise. I promised Pastor Kawasaki, you know what, we want to be partners with your church. I don't know what all that means yet. It certainly means, hopefully, other trips back and forth. It means being staying informed of what's going on. Again, Pastor Kawasaki is looking for a younger pastor to be the pastor of that church as well. But they are doing in Mito some of the same things we're doing in Anaheim. And to me, it is a perfect place for us to kind of make a trip like this have lasting value to truly become connected in fellowship with this church. And so in the coming weeks and months ahead, we're going to be doing that. And that's they took us to a building in the city that overlooked the city. We prayed over the city of Mito, just as we sometimes do over the city of Anaheim. And then when we left, they, you know, went right to the train station with us. That was our last image of that group just waving goodbye to us. It touches your heart in so many ways. You get close to people in such a short amount of time. And so that, I think, is our challenge as a church. Let's truly partner with what God is doing in Japan, and we can do it through that church. Now, today, being the first Sunday of the month, we want to share a time of communion together. So I'm going to have the band come up, and after we do communion, we'll be wrapping this up in a special way. And so we're going to go ahead and take communion together. And I want us to think about this as we participate in communion this morning. We've talked about partnership. You've seen what the team did in Japan. I want you to think about this, that it would have been 14 hours ago, but since this is the beginning of standard time in the United States, now 15 hours ago, these small little churches all across Japan, some of them, probably many of them, participated in communion just like we're going to do now. This is something that has happened all over the world today in churches all over the place. God has connected us through the Holy Spirit with each one of those. And you know, it's even more than that. God has connected us over time with believers since the beginning of the church era through this very simple act, the act of proclaiming the death of Jesus until he comes back through taking the bread and the cup, the bread representing his body, the cup representing his blood. So as we receive communion this morning, let's think about that, how simple this thing is and how complicated we often make it. Jesus wants his body unified, and this is something he gave us to make sure we're unified. When you came in, hopefully you received the bread and the cup. If you didn't, raise your hand, and Steve is back there, and he will make sure you get the bread and the cup so that you can participate with us. If you are not yet a believer, you're not sure what this is all about, then we just invite you to watch and sense what is going on here, and I would encourage you that what you're sensing is coming from the Holy Spirit. When we come to this time, the Apostle Paul tells us, let's not do this in an unworthy way. So I would remind all of us, this is not just a religious thing we do to get God to like us. This is something we do out of response to what Jesus has done for us and out of obedience to Jesus when he said, I want you to do this, and I want you to do this in remembrance of me. So this is not a religious act in the sense of us trying to earn points with God. This is a response in our relationship with Jesus in obedience. Let's bow for prayer. The band's going to play. While we're playing, I would invite you to just take some time, check out your relationship with Jesus as we're playing. How are you doing? Is there something you just need to bring to him in confession? Is there something you need to say thank you for to Jesus? What is it? And just take some time to prepare your hearts for that. And then after we're done singing, we'll go ahead and participate together. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity we've had, the four of us, to go to Japan. Thank you for the people we met, both believers and those who are not yet believers. We pray that the seeds that were planted in our trip will grow and bring fruit. We pray for those who are there who will continue to be in relationship with those who do not yet know you, but have certainly been influenced by those who know you. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would do his work that only he can do, of convicting of the need for Jesus, convicting of sin and the need to be cleansed. And we pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. The Bible tells us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread as part of the Passover meal, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This bread is my body, which is broken for you. All of you eat this in remembrance of me." And in like manner, tells us he took the cup, the third cup of the Passover meal, called the cup of redemption. And it was this cup that Jesus said, this cup is my blood, which is shed for the taking away of sins. All of you drink this in remembrance of me. All right, before we close, I would like Keiko and Hank to come forward, please. Hank is wearing the correct attire for the morning. And if they had come up here, please. I'm not going to marry. You're already married. Kind of looked like, okay, pronounce you husband and wife. This is Hank and Keiko's last Sunday with us at Magnolia. They're moving to Tennessee. We will be leaning on Keiko heavily for future Japanese ministry, though. I'll tell you what, the amount of work that she did just during the time we were there translating for everybody, I'm surprised she didn't lose her voice, so the Holy Spirit was in that. We're just going to pray for Hank and Keiko as they go on their way. We want to thank them for their ministry here at Magnolia over so many years, and so give you a chance to say goodbye to them today after the service is over. And we just want to bless him in the name of Jesus. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for giving Keiko a heart for her country and for involving us in that. Thank you for Hank and the work he has done here at the church for so many years. Thank you, Lord, that they are a couple who love you. And I pray that as they move to Tennessee, that your grace and your blessing would go with them. May they find a place to serve you there, as I'm sure they will. And Lord, may we still see them often when Keiko comes back here and Hank with her to help us do a Japanese trip. So Lord, we love them, and we pray for your grace and mercy as they go to Tennessee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful afternoon.